Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 10th of February, the 41st day of 2025. We have 324 days remaining on our way to 2026. A week of romance unfolds for us as St. Valentine's Day awaits on Friday, affording ample moments ahead of time to address our heart's desires, to delve into that greatest of mysteries, love. Maine, meanwhile, provides setting complement, the white of our landscape a fine contrast to the red we associate with hearts, heat, and the general tone of amorous passions. 17th-century birthday boy Sir John Suckling brings us a sonnet testifying to the transience of love, written in the style of the Cavalier poet. Critics of the era often mused such poetry resembled verse written while someone was falling off a horse. Here is Suckling's Sonnet 1, Dost See How Unregarded Now. Dost see how unregarded now that piece of beauty passes? There was a time when I did vow to that alone, but mark the fate of faces. The red and white works now no more on me than if it could not charm or I not see. And yet the face continues good, and I have still desires, am still the self-same flesh and blood, as apt to melt and suffer from those fires. Oh, some kind power unriddle where it lies, whether my heart be faulty or her eyes. She every day her man does kill, and I as often die. Neither her power then nor my will can questioned be. What is the mystery? Such beauty's empires, like no greater states, have certain periods set and hidden fates. Heavenward, looking east, tomorrow evening we may find between clouds our waxing gibbous moon, lying near Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo the Lion. And on Wednesday evening, Regulus might be outshone by February's full moon, the full snow moon, also known variously as the bald eagle moon, the black bear moon, the raccoon moon, the groundhog moon, the goose moon, the bony moon, and the hungry moon. Today in 1870, the Young Women's Christian Association, the YWCA, was formed in New York City. Today in 1939, director John Ford's American film classic Stagecoach had its world premiere in Miami, elevating actor John Wayne to stardom. Today in 1940, the first Tom and Jerry cartoon, Puss Gets the Boot, created by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, was released by MGM to theaters. Today in 1942, Glenn Miller and his orchestra were awarded the first ever gold record for selling 1 million copies of Chattanooga Choo Choo. Today in 1962, U.S. Airman Francis Gary Powers, the captured pilot of the U-2 reconnaissance airplane, shot down nearly 2 years before by the Soviet Union, was exchanged for Soviet informant Rudolf Abel. Today in 1968, American Peggy Fleming won the Olympic women's figure skating gold medal at the Grenoble Winter Games. Today in 1971, Bill White became the first African-American baseball announcer. Today in 1989, Ron Brown became the first African-American chosen as chairman of a major U.S. political party. Today in 1990, South African President F.W. de Klerk announced that Nelson Mandela would be freed the next day. Today in 1937, in Black Mountain, North Carolina, VA draftsman Laron Flack and church organist Irene Flack welcomed their new daughter, Roberta, into the world. She diligently studied music as a child, learning to play the piano at age 9 and to sing. By age 13, she could play the entire score of Handel's Messiah, and though she hoped to become an opera star, she contented herself with singing in the church choir. At age 15, Roberta had earned a full musical scholarship from Howard University. where she eventually changed her major from piano to voice and became an assistant conductor of the university choir, receiving a standing ovation for her direction of a production of Aida. Roberta became a student teacher at Chevy Chase, Maryland, then in Farmville, North Carolina, followed by Washington, D.C., supplementing her income by playing piano in a Georgetown restaurant. In 1972, she recorded The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which became a hit, and then proved that wasn't a fluke by recording another hit the next year, Killing Me Softly, with his song. She has won 5 Grammys and an American Music Award. Today is also the birthday in 1609 of English cavalier poet and inventor of cribbage, Sir John Suckling, in 1775 of British poet and essayist Charles Lamb, in 1890 of Russian novelist and poet Boris Pasternak, in 1893 of American comedian Jimmy Durante, in 1898 of German poet and playwright Bertolt Brecht, in 1901 of American actress Stella Adler, in 1905 of American jazz drummer Chick Webb, in 1906 of American actor Lon Chaney Jr., in 1907 of the first African-American member of the Georgia legislature, Grace Towns Hamilton, and of American saxophonist Foots Thomas. In 1910 of British actress Joyce Grenfell, in 1914 of American harmonica player and composer Larry Adler, in 1927 of American opera soprano Leontine Price, in 1929 of the first American to climb Everest, Jim Whittaker, in 1930 of American actor Robert Wagner, in 1933 of American rock guitarist Don Wilson, in 1940 of American rock vocalist Jimmy Merchant, in 1947 of American jazz musician Butch Morris, and of American country rock bassist Chris Etheridge, in 1949 of British rock drummer Nigel Olsen, in 1950 of American Olympic swimmer Mark Spitz, in 1961 of American political advisor George Stephanopoulos, in 1962 of American bass guitarist Cliff Burton, in 1963 of British reggae singer Smiley Culture, in 1967 of American actress Laura Dern, and in 1974 of American actress Elizabeth Banks. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the 8th week of winter, only 5 to go, and to the 7th week of 2025.